There you go.
There's the jingle. But this is not a segment about Old Spice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So this is a segment about foot powder.
About foot powder.
Yes, I've discovered, and this is a total old man person thing to do, that putting Gold Bond powder.
You know, Gold Bond is triple medicated. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Putting it in your shoes is amazing. It is an amazing feeling.
Really? Now, why? Why is this?
Because it keeps your feet so dry and cool.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is not a segment about Old Spice.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 958 of the BFO for Monday, the 3rd of October, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and guess what? Hello, Vonzies! Dear gosh, Big Fatty, where the hell did that come from? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all can't believe it. I cannot believe it. We are in October already. Y'all, the time just absolutely is zooming by. And y'all, I noticed in the newspaper today on Sunday, y'all, the circulars are beginning to fill the paper. Y'all, we are moving into the holiday season, and the companies like to spend their money, their circular money, during the y'all, that is cube steak, and rice and gravy and green beans, and it was lovely. And I'll tell you about that a little bit later, but y'all, and it's speaking to me all of a sudden. But anyway, the circulars, you know, Dr. Stone, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, you know, he used to read things in the circulars, but he doesn't do that anymore. Now he's just the spokesman for the Gold Bond powder. And y'all, the other thing I found out over the weekend is, y'all, he's given up the Twitty. He has given it up cold turkey. He is cold turkey, y'all. He has given it up. And Y'all, I didn't understand it, y'all, and he was really getting into it there. His little picture was of a cinnamon broom, and y'all, they are in the Vons. And y'all, speaking of the Vons, I have decided that I am going to nickname the old gal the Vons. You know, kind of like the Fonz.
Yo, I'm the Vons.
So, I thought that was cute. Big Freddy, you are just retarded. Y'all, I've been watching since I didn't go to work on Friday. I guess I could recap the weekend for you as well. But y'all, I didn't go to work on Friday. I decided I was just going to take it easy, and since I had the sick leave, I was just going to use it and just make sure that things healed as well as can be expected. Because you know, y'all, on Friday morning, I took off the bandage that they had put on after the sewing up, and y'all, everybody seems to think that Big Fatty has gotten plastic surgery. Y'all, I have not gotten plastic surgery. I just had the cancer. The cancer cut out of my nose, and they had to fill the hole with Tootsie Roll. Big Fatty, please. And so that's what that's all about. But everybody, oh, Big Freddy, I hope your plastic surgery goes well. And y'all, there have been some people that have just been ugly. Let me go over here. I'm gonna call a couple of them out. Y'all, that Paul the Kitten Whisperer. Y'all, he sent me a picture. And it says, I hope the plastic surgery and the unveiling goes well. And y'all, then there's a picture of some kind of monster that's revealing himself in a mirror, and a woman standing behind him. Y'all, I'm sure the old gal, I'm sure the Vons knows what this is from. This is probably, I don't know, it's from, because, you know, it is the season of doom and gloom. Y'all, I don't remember what it is that they pulled the mirror back and the monster sees itself, and it's horrifying. But anyway, and y'all, that Adam Neutron, he was saying I was having plastic surgery and all this kind of stuff, and I just, yes, Big Freddy, move forward. But Paul, thank you so much, because y'all, he did. Even though he did send the picture of the monster revealing itself, he did say hugs and kisses. So we'll let it slide this time. We'll let it slide this time, dear Gussie. But anyway, y'all, I was saying I went to the Vons over the weekend because y'all, quite frankly, I was running out of food here in the Fat Cave, and y'all, you can tell it'd been a while since I'd been there, because y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all, it's a big one. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about it. It's a long receipt. It's probably a foot and a half long. I had a couple of coupons, they had some good things on sale. And y'all, by the way, if you've got a good recipe for Greek style potatoes that are vinegary, let Big Fatty know, because y'all, I found me some Greek spices, Greek seasoning spices at the grocery store, and I bought some vinegar, and I've got a lemon, and some olive oil, and y'all, I think I'm just going to mix all that together. But if somebody's got and I have potatoes also. Big Fatty, it's hard to have Greek potatoes without potatoes. And y'all, if you have a recipe, let me know. If you don't, I'll just make it up myself. Y'all, I bought bananas. Y'all, I was listening to that little Ozzy Butler. Y'all, he says that bananas are $10 a pound, or $5 a pound, or something like that. Y'all, I can't believe it. And here I am bitching that they're 69 cents a pound here. So Scotty, I feel your pain. I don't feel it $5 worth or $10 worth, but I feel your pain on the bananas. And y'all, you gotta have bananas. Except unless you're the Vons. And you know, the Vons does not care for the Vons. does not care for the bananas. Y'all, they have the good stufas. Meals on sale, so I bought some of those pizzas, the French bread pizzas, and y'all, I bought me, what did I get? I got all kinds of stuff, the cube steak and milk and apple snack, and y'all, I got some green beans. I told y'all about all that, and y'all, they had the good coffee on sale for half price, and y'all, they had the Triscuits on sale, so I got those also, y'all, and I spent $74.09. Y'all better save $35.38. Y'all, I think that's pretty good. That's a third. So, and y'all, I needed stuff. So, I am sitting pretty, so to speak. Big Fatty, please, you and sitting pretty do not go in the same sentence. But, So, there you go, y'all. Let's see, on Friday, y'all, I took a proper shower, and I took the bandage off, and then y'all, I had to figure out how
to do these the Band-Aids on my nose. So, you know, they had given me some Band-Aids there at the dermatologist, so I put them on how I thought, and y'all, it just didn't feel right. So I decided I was going to go out and I went to the drugstore, and y'all, if you've never been in the Band-Aid aisle lately, y'all, they've got every damn type and color and stickiness and shape, and y'all, some of them have got cartoons on them, and y'all, it's overwhelming. And so I went through several different packages, and I finally decided on these. They were large. They had a large pad, and they were a skin color. So, y'all, you really, when you look at Big Fatty, if you're looking at a distance, you don't see a big bandage on my nose. It's a skin-colored. Now, this would not work for the number one fan of the BFO for 2011, I don't believe. But perhaps, I didn't see any Band-Aids, but anyway, and Band-Aids is a generic term, y'all. It's kind of like Kleenex. It's not, you don't say, pass me a tissue, it's give me a Kleenex. Y'all, they've just lost the, you know, and you don't photocopy things, you Xerox them. But anyway, so I settled on that, and then so I came home, and the doctor had wanted me to change the bandages twice a day. So I did that. But on my way home, after going to the drugstore and getting the bandage, y'all, I went by the P.O. box. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, there was not one, not two, but three things in there. Y'all couldn't believe it. Y'all, and there's two cards in here, two postcards, and y'all, one is of the Luxor, and from Las Vegas. Y'all, it is the next wonder of the world. And y'all, it is from that Moose P. Y'all, I can't believe it. Y'all, Moose P had a garage sale over the weekend. He's going to miss that garage. But anyway, y'all, it says, Big Friday, great meeting you. Pride 48 was a fun event, Moose. When that's just lovely. Y'all, I mean, it's just lovely that he took the time to do that. And even paid the postage for it. Y'all, he could have just handed it to me. But, Moose, thank you so much. And how appropriate that it is of the Luxor. Y'all, I don't think I really got a good look at the Luxor. And, there's a giant, sarcophagus, is that right? It's Sphinx. I don't know what the fuck it is. And y'all, then there's another postcard from Vegas, and y'all, it says Vegas in glitter on the front, and it is from a high roller, y'all, and on the back it says, Dear Big Freddy, having a wonderful time in Vegas and wish you were here. Honk. XOXO Mark. Y'all, that is the laughing Buddha. Y'all, he thinks he's funny because, you know, he's wishing I was there. I was there. And it says, P.S. Thanks. Pride 48 was a blast. Mark from St. Paul. Y'all, that is just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, he sent that from out in Las Vegas also. Y'all, I'm overcome with joy. Joy, 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 joy down in my heart. And y'all, then the last one. The last one is from that Kim. Beaver. And y'all, she has mailed it to me from the Faroe Islands, y'all. I don't know if she took this back with her after her visit to San Francisco or not, but anyway. Y'all, it is postmarked. It is postmarked the Faroe Islands. Y'all, she said she was drunk when she sent this. Maybe she sent this from San Francisco. I don't know. But the return address is Toy Schwan. But y'all, I mentioned to that Kim that I had received something. She goes, oh, I was drunk. I was drunk. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Dear Gussie, y'all, what the hell is all of this? Y'all, it is nothing but garbage. She has sent me garbage. Y'all, she has sent me, what is this? Something that is flammable. Y'all, it is written in, I don't know what it's written in. Y'all, it's some sort of, oh, it's something to clean off the toilet. Okay, and then win an iPad. Y'all, it is a city pass. She has sent me her stub. Bah, Fanny, we don't need to hear about you getting Kim Beaver's stub. Y'all, she sent me her stub from the Fine Arts Museum. She has sent me her stub from the City Pass, San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. She has sent me the Legion of Honor City Pass, which she says was boring, and the Exploratorium, which she says was funny. Y'all, the Exploratorium sounds like something Big Freddy does. Big Freddy, please, we're having Cheerios. Y'all, she went to Bloomingdale's and sent me a visitor shopping package. She sent me, what is this thing here? Y'all, it is a bot card. She sent me, oh Lord, have mercy on my soul, Miss Agnes. Y'all, there's a Band-Aid, there's an Imodium, anti-diarrhea pill. Y'all, there's a ticket from Alcatraz. Y'all, there's a receipt from she had a Caesar salad at the Firewood Cafe on 18th Street. Y'all, she has sent me a map of San Francisco. Y'all, it is nothing but her garbage. That's all it is. Y'all, she has sent me a City Pass a leaflet. Okay, there is a, what is this? This is, just tell them it was great. It was great. Okay, and y'all, there is a vaginatarian, and that, yeah. Y'all, that is someone who loves vagina. Y'all, and if you go to ilovevagina.com, you can become a vaginatarian. Big Fanny, please! Y'all, there's a Walgreens bag. And, y'all, it is recyclable, so she sent it to me. And, y'all, she's written a note on the inside of the Walgreens bag, and it says, Dear Big Fatty, lots of love and a special sticker for the Fat Cave fridge. All the best and beaver love from the city. Kim, P.S., we send you some things you might need on your next trip to San Francisco. Y'all, that would be, I guess that's the anti-diarrhea and the Band-Aid and the thing to clean off the toilet. I don't know. It's some sort of disinfectant. Y'all, it may be one of the strangest gifts I have ever received. But I love it. I just love it. And I especially love the vaginatarian sticker. I'll have to find a special place for that. Someplace where the gentleman callers will not see it. But anyway, Kim, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty and sending me your souvenirs. Oh, Lord, y'all. Oh, dear. God, see, y'all, I'll have to tell you about the rest of the weekend later. But, y'all, let me just say, Big Fatty was approached by three brand-new gentleman callers over the weekend online. And, of course, I had to turn them down because, you know, I'm waiting. I'm trying to be a good patient and let my stitches heal. And, you know, they're not coming out until tomorrow. I say Tuesday. And anyway, I had to turn them down. And y'all, this is it is really, and perhaps I am becoming a vaginatarian. I don't know, but either that, y'all, or I'm just too good of a patient, y'all. And you know, when you get to be as old as I am, all you can think about is being old. And
this is not a segment about Old Spice.
Y'all, no, it's a segment about vaginatarianism.
You can leave a comment on the website. website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.